WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting coming to you live from Johnston City High School. It's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals today. It's a doubleheader, as at noon we will have Walton taking on Green, and then later today at 3 o'clock we will have Tioga taking on Delhi. So it's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting. And Tim, you know, we were here last year, a little bit different weather this year.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say what a difference a year makes here, because I'll tell you what, the last time we were here when Green played in the semifinal against Sydney, it was an absolute miserable day. Today's a little cold, but it is beautiful, sunshiny, and you got your sunglasses on.
Yeah, I mean, the sun is shining right directly into the press box right now. I got to put the shades on here and stay cool for the first half at least, so we can see all the action out there. It's going to be a great afternoon. A lot of Walton fans and Green fans already filing in. We saw a couple of Walton fan buses come in. Looks like they got some of the band here as well, so it's going to be a great atmosphere for high school football. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Kickoff Show, of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales Service and Rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break everything down here. The Trojans and the Warriors fighting for a chance to get to the Section 4 Class B football championship game. So for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. Football coming up all afternoon here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their big selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you'll discover quality home furnishings for every room, including all the latest style sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by popular makers like Ashley, Klausner, Liberty, Lane, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters with brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses, as well as sleep enhancing adjustable bases in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week and offer quick and easy financing with interest-free and no credit bank credit options. See store for complete details. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, offering you the best for less since 1989.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back once again. We are live today on WCDO from Johnson City High School. It's our second year of being here at JC. Traditionally, before this, a lot of the D games had been at Binghamton High School or at Union Endicott High School. But JC, another beautiful turf facility, great parking, great stands here for all the fans to file into. So set to be a good one here today. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Big thank you to the Butler Auto staff for being our sponsor here for the pregame show all season long. Walton Warriors getting a nice round of applause as the Orange Crush head onto the field. They're wearing the black and orange today, and Green will be in the white tops with the green trim. And these two teams met back in week two. I don't think you can read a lot into that matchup, but here's how that one went down. Green actually jumped out to a 14-0 lead in that contest, kind of shocked everybody. Walton ends up winning 38-14. Biggest key to that game is Nate Erickson, Green's Mr. Do-It-All, All-Purpose type of guy, did not play in that game, so he'll be playing today. I think that changes the dynamic, Tim.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game. I mean, you've got two great teams that have pretty much similar styles. They both like to run the ball, but they're not afraid to throw it either. You know, I mean, what are we going to see today? The first time we saw Green this year, we had the young Erickson at quarterback, and then later in the game they moved the older Erickson back to the quarterback spot, you know, against Sydney, and you just never know what you're going to see. I'm really looking forward to seeing Walton. I haven't seen Walton all year long. I always love to watch the Walton Warriors play football just because they just are so meticulous with their blocking schemes, and the backs are absolutely amazing.
the week that you were away was the week that I did the Walton and Delhi game. That game was over at Delaware Academy. Probably the best game we've done all season, just in terms of if you're a neutral fan and you were watching that game. Walton got behind by a couple of touchdowns. They worked their way back. They fought through a lot of turnover issues that day. Dylan Jacob was working with a knee injury. He was trying some new formations and how to stand underneath center to get the ball from the center himself, and they fumbled the ball five or six times that day. They were able to weather that storm, come back, and beat Delhi 38-35. One of the best games I've seen in a long time. This Walton team is battle-tested. Got to the sectional finals a year ago, losing to Tioga. Their only blemish this year was against Tioga. They just seem like a team that's motivated and ready to go. But boy, Green, you never know. They show up for big games.
Yeah, they do.
They always do.
You're absolutely right, Nate. Green is really good at seizing the moment. I mean, they really do come up for the big games and do their best and spend it all out on the field. But I will say one thing. When you said that about the game that you did when I was away, Walton also still has that Hoover-esque philosophy still there. He's not on the sidelines. I understand that. But he's still in that mindset of all the coaches and everybody that is on that and the brain trust for Walton. And you know what? They made adjustments. They made adjustments. They saw what Green was doing against them, and it was working effectively. So Walton made some adjustments, and that's why that game got away.
Green is really coming in off some big wins recently as well. They beat Windsor just 2 weeks ago, 28-26, and Windsor is a Class C playoff team. So, you know, I think Green has played a very tough schedule. They played Delhi, they played Tioga, they played Windsor, they played Walton, they played Sydney, as I said. So they are a team that's battle-tested, ready to go. They always put together a nice schedule. Interested to see all these great athletes going at it. Nate Erickson against that vaunted Walton defense. How does the Green defense stack up against Walton quarterback Dylan Jacob? I mean, there's just athletes all over the field. I think Green might have a little bit of advantage on the outside with their wide receivers. They got some nice height. Can they throw the ball around today? But Walton just always seems to find a way as well. So a lot of people have said, hey, Nate, what are your picks for this game? I said, for this one, you could really flip a coin, in my opinion. I think both teams have a great chance to advance.
I think it's going to be all about the momentum, how they start off in that first drive, how Green does against that vaunted Walton defense. I mean, if they get them, they move the ball down the field and everything, and they get inside that red zone, you cannot not get points. You got to take advantage of every single time you get inside that red zone against the Walton Warriors, because their offense is going to come back out on the field. They are going to run it down your throats, and they're going to eat a lot of that clock.
Well, both teams are out on the field now. Again, a beautiful day with the sun shining here. You couldn't ask for better football weather for this Section 4 Class D football semifinal. Now, I know a lot of our listeners today are interested in football, but we also have a lot of listeners who are interested in finding out scores from the local soccer championship games that are today, also the field hockey championships, which are later today as well. So we'll be posting as much as we can on Twitter, as well as WCDOsports.com, all those score updates that we have for you. Two we have so far. The Oneonta boys are playing up in Oneonta today for the Class B Soccer Section 4 Championship. They're tied with Shenango Valley at the half 3-3, so a very good game there. Cherry Valley Springfield girls are taking on Marathon in the Class D Girls Championship game for Section 4, and that's a 2-0 game for Marathon at the half. We're going to pause now for the national anthem. When we come back, it'll be Green and Walton here in the Section 4 Class D football semis on CDO. Stay tuned.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports. Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry, because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and the rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream today and our game audio archive are courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's banking easier. Both teams are at midfield here for the coin toss. Tim, a couple of maybe key points for each side before we get ready for the opening kick.
Well, I think it's crucial for, like I said, but just before we went on break there, it's crucial for Green to have a very, very good first offensive drive. They need to move the ball, and any time that they get inside that red zone, that they're putting points on the board. The reason I say that is because Green is going to shorten the game because of the ground and pound. They just do such a great job of running the football, and they will throw. I mean, don't think they won't throw. If they have to do it, they'll do it. But, you know, the offensive line is just fantastic about knocking their blockers off the ball, and then the backs are so quick, and Dylan Jacobs is their quarterback, so there's another reason why.
Green is going to be in the white uniforms today, the white tops with the black pants and the green helmets with the white trim. Walton has a couple of different uniforms this year, but today they are going with the black tops, very traditional look here for Walton. The orange helmet, the orange pants with the black trim, has the warrior on the side of the helmet there. The Green Trojans do have a Trojan logo on the side of their helmet. So Walton is going to kick off. Green will receive going left to right to start things off here again in Johnson City in a nice crowd for this noon kickoff here today. Winners of this game and, of course, the Delhi and Tioga game, which will be at 3 o'clock, will advance to the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game, which will be next Friday night right back here at Johnson City High School. So we are set to go. Walton will be doing the kickoff duty here, and we will be underway in the first semifinal of the afternoon between the Walton Warriors and the Green Trojans. A high-bouncing kick will go out of bounds at the 30-yard line. No chance at a return, and here come the Green Trojans on offense.
Yeah, a little kick by number 82, Auburn, off to the right side. Does go out of bounds, and Green will take over first and 10 right at about the 35-yard line for their first possession.
So again, Nate Erickson, the Mr. All-Purpose football player here for the Green Trojans, did not play in that first game back in week two where Green fell on the road at Walton. Always a tough place to play on a Saturday over in Orange Crush Land. And they went up early in that game, 14-0, but then it was all Warriors for the rest of the contest. So we'll see how Walton handles Nate Erickson, who's going to start a QB here today. He's in the shotgun to start this contest off, first play of the game. Now Erickson is going to dive out to the right side and be a wide receiver. They'll throw over the middle. Pass is complete to Nate Berry. Good for a first down across the 45 to the 46. So Erickson was showing at the quarterback position there, then ran out to the wide receiver position, and stepping in at the other QB position was, well, let's see what that was. It was actually Drew Erickson, his younger brother.
Yep, little brother made a nice little pass right over the linebacker's head, and good for first down yardage.
And so it looks like we could see a lot of that today as Nate Erickson now lined up off the right hip of younger brother Drew Erickson, who's just an eighth grader. The Walton is going to get to him this time at the 40, driving him back to about the 38. Nowhere to go as the Orange Crush come up with a loss of about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, the rush, the right side of that defensive line just absolutely blew through the offensive line and got to Erickson right away. Big loss on the play.
So this will bring up a second down and about 20 to go. So they got way pushed farther back than I even originally thought. So a second and long here for the Trojans. 1 minute gone in the opening quarter between Walton and Green. And so this will be Drew Erickson at QB. He's going to drop back, wants to throw out to Nate Erickson. Lost it. Went right through his hands at the 35, fell down to the turf. Third and long coming.
Yeah, they were just throwing a little out pattern shy of the line of scrimmage, and he just dropped the ball. It was a good throw by the little brother, but couldn't hang on.
Yeah, so Drew tries to connect there with Nate, and just one of those scenarios where it looked like he was thinking too far ahead before he caught the ball. Just a simple mistake, not one that you're going to see very often from a guy like Nate Erickson. So 10:50 to go in the opening quarter here, the Section 4 Class D football semis. Scoreless between Walton and Green, our first look of the day at the Green offense. So again, now Drew Erickson is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split out to the left, actually one to the right. He's going to throw over the middle again, looking for Nate Berry. Went through his hands, took a heck of a hit there from Dylan Jacob as well. It falls to the turf, incomplete. Berry had all day to bring that down. It just slipped through his fingertips.
Yeah, and you said it, Nate. He took a heck of a shot right there. He's slow to get up, and he's shaking the cobwebs out of the helmet. Matter of fact, they are stopping the play.
Yeah, Berry might head over to the sideline here. It was a good play by Dylan Jacob. I don't think there was enough time to see that Berry had dropped the ball there. And so this was going to be a fourth down and long coming up, and the Trojans are going to have to punt it away. So after moving the ball nicely on the first play of the game and picking up the first down, they will stall out on this drive and have to punt it away. Morgan Condon, one of the fastest track runners in the MAC, is to our right back at the 25-yard line for the Walton Warriors. He will receive the punt. Erickson, Nate that is, will be doing the punting duties for the Trojans. 10:35 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. A sky-high punt doesn't get a lot of room underneath it. It takes a Walton bounce back to the 45. Went about a mile high, but didn't go far enough. And Walton's going to have good field position at about midfield to start this contest.
And I was just going to say, Nate, the wind is blowing right into the punter for Green. So that definitely blew that punt up. And it does come down at the 44-yard line. And actually, that's where Walton will take over, first and 10 for their first possession in the first quarter.
So again, 10:28 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless between the Green Trojans and the Walton Warriors. And we'll see what this Walton offense brings to the table. It's pretty predictable, but they always find a way to execute, it seems. Dylan Jacob is under center. Two wide receivers are split out to the right side, and Green is going to jump off sides on the first play of the offense here for Walton. And that was, I believe, Berry on the right side just shuffled his feet.
Yeah, Berry just jumped a little bit too soon and gave Walton free 5 yards. You don't want to do that too much all day long, I tell you.
Has to be hard if you're a defender against this Walton team, because Walton just does so many things on the line, barking out a lot of different plays. And boy, they're like a well-oiled machine at times. So we're scoreless early between Walton and Green here in the first quarter from Johnson City High School. Waiting for the pitch, and now they'll hand it off. And a run to the outside, good for a first down and more to the 35, pumping his feet all the way down to the 30 here for the Walton Warriors. Skylar Peshout, one of the stable of running backs that the Warriors will bring to the table today.
Peshout takes the ball off the left end and just keeps on going into Green territory. The ball will be spotted at the 29-yard line of the Green Trojans.
So we're about 2 minutes into this contest, and Walton is moving the ball very well. They are into Green territory at the 29. Dylan Jacob walks up to the line. So no wide receivers to the left, two to the right, and two split out in the backfield here, running backs for Walton. And either of them could get the ball at any time. Green doing a lot of moving on the line now. Jacob will drop back. Looks like he wants to pass. Rolls to his right. He's at the hashes. Now steps up. He's going to try to run. Cuts back to the left. Takes a hit. Still on his feet. Maybe gets back to about the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of one on a broken play.
Yeah, real nice play right there. The Green Trojans made a defensive shift right at just before the snap and kind of confused Jacobs on the play. He went to like he was going to roll out to the right side, and there was nobody open. So he tried to take the ball himself and got back to the scrimmage. Second down.
So 9:20 and counting here in the first quarter of the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Later on today, we'll have Delhi and Tioga. That game is set to kick off at about 3 o'clock. So we might have a small break in between these two games. Here is a second down and about 10 to go. They're going to hand off the Pesh out to the outside. Good tackle here by Green, rustling him out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And we'll see who came off on the tackle. I believe it was Noah Kennedy there for the Green Trojans.
Yeah, 33 Pesh out off to the left side, tackle end gap, and nice play by the defender to limit him to 2 yards, third down and 8.
So a key third down coming here for the Walton Warriors. Ball is inside the 30, down to about the 27-yard line. So can the Green defense come up with a big stop here? 8:30 to go in the first quarter. Third down and about 7 to go. Jacob is directing traffic. He now has two wide receivers to the left, none to the right. They'll look to hand off, and now a little dive play. Some miscommunication there, I think. Jacob looked like he wanted to hand it off. Nobody was there. He dives forward. Going to be a fourth down and about, I would say, 4 to go here, Tim.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nate. The ball is going to be spotted right at about the 24-yard line. I'm sure they're going to go for it. They're not going to gain anything for punting it. So 4th and 4 for the Walton Warriors, and we'll see if Green has anything to stop this offense.
So let's see what the Warriors come up with here on fourth down. The ball is at the 24-yard line, just about. Dylan Jacobs under center, one wide receiver. That's Condon split out to the right. They have three running backs in the backfield. They're going to hand off, and this is going to be to Booker, diving forward down to the 15. Did he get it? It's going to be very, very close here for the Walton Warriors. Actually, that was Kyle Wright, excuse me, on the carry.
Kyle Wright with the carry off to the left side made a one-man miss in the hole and got the extra yards needed for the first down. First and 10, Walton Warriors.
They had Pesh out, Brooker, and Wright in the backfield. Wright gets the carry this time, and he's able to pick up just enough to move the chain. So the ball is now inside the 20, down to about the 17-yard line with 7:20 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. And Green coming here on the blitz, and they're going to get to Dylan Jacob and Nate Berry, as well as four other Trojans. Are going to sandwich him and bring him down.
Yeah, they just actually, when that happened, it was almost another miscommunication in the handoff between Jacob and the running back, and we have a Green player down number five.
So Nate Erickson, slow to get up here, one of the star players, if not the star player here for the Green Trojans. He's going to be walking over to the sideline. Good to see him walk off under his own power here. Doesn't appear to be limping too bad or anything, but that's a big blow because Erickson's a huge part of this team.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you have him as your ultimate weapon out there. You know, if something were to happen to the quarterback, he goes to the quarterback spot. You know, he can be a wide out. He can be a tailback. He can do it all. And having him step over to the sidelines for this play, hopefully it's just one.
Yeah, let's just hope it's a stinger or something quick like that for Nate Erickson. As Dylan Jacob will be under center, this is going to be a second and long after that first down sack. Going to be about a second and 15 here for Walton. They're deep inside Green territory. They hand off. The run is good out to the 15-yard line here for Caleb Stanton, and he is the big bruising back that I'm sure we'll see a lot of today for the Warriors.
Yeah, Caleb Stanton's a big kid, and nice job off the left end, and gets about 6 yards, I would say. So it picks up, makes it third and 9.
You know, watching Caleb Stanton on that play reminds me of the running back we watched last week from Thomas Edison, who was just a bruising runner in that game we did between Oxford and Thomas Edison. That was a great game last Friday night. 6:10 to go here in the first quarter. Walton's going to go to the air. They air it out to the back of the end zone, and it's through the hands of Morgan Condon. I think even if he had caught it, he would have been right on that back end zone line. So it's incomplete with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. We remain scoreless.
Yeah, that was a nice little play. I was surprised to see Walton be throwing the ball this early, but third and 9 is now fourth and 9. The ball is spotted right at about the 16-yard line.
And so this will be another fourth down facing the Walton Warriors, but they are deep in Green territory, as Tim said, ball at about the 16-yard line. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO. Also, all our listeners online at WCDOsports.com. As always, it's courtesy of SFCU. So again, 6:05 to go first quarter, a 0-0 game, and Walton is going to fumble the ball here on this fourth down play. They're going to have to fall on it. That's very reminiscent of what we saw against Delhi just a couple of weeks ago. And so let's see what the call is here. I believe Walton just fell on it.
Yeah, I'm going to say they actually, it looked like they're marching off false start against them. So
wow.
That's a break for Walton. Actually, I thought the center and the quarterback dropped the ball, and it would have been turnover on downs. But now they get another play, and it's fourth down and about 14.
So a big play, and sometimes in the playoffs you need a little bit of luck, a little bit of breaks to go your way. I think Walton gets one there. I agree with you, Tim. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Walton and Green. Here on a fourth down, deep in Green territory. Warriors with a clean snap. They're going to throw over the middle. The pass is complete to Cody Ray down to the 5. Digging his way forward, Ray down to about the 3, but lost the football. Green is going to fall on it, but I believe the officials are going to say he was down by contact.
Yeah, the official's pointing right at the ground right away. He's saying that ball came out after he was down. So it's going to be good for first down yardage. It is inside the 5-yard line at about the 3.
Boy, Cody Ray, that big, reliable tight end type of player, 6 foot tall, 205. Walton's got a couple of those big boys that can run across the middle. And on fourth down, he gets it done. So Walton is knocking on the door, a first and goal with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Jacob under center. They have three running backs to choose from. They hand it off to Caleb Stanton. He's in the end zone for a touchdown. He doesn't lose control of the ball, but they'll say he was in first. Caleb Stanton scores for Walton at 6-0.
Nice little play off to the right side. First time today they ran to that right side and gets them in the end zone for 6 points.
So Caleb Stanton with about a 5-yard scamper there on the touchdown gives Walton a 6-0 lead with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. So a drive that could have died several times, Tim, they keep it alive and they come up with 6.
You know, you never want to say a false start gets you points, but it just did.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave them an extra play, got them the first down, because otherwise it would have been turnover and Green would have the ball.
Walton's going to go for 2. 2 wide receivers split out to the right side. They have Lamoureux is going to move in motion from left to right. Jacob is going to run out to throw, and he zips one through the back of the end zone, but it falls incomplete. So Walton has a 6-0 lead, 5:10 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So a 6-0 lead for the Walton Warriors over the Green Trojans with 5:10 to go in the first quarter in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals live from Johnson City High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting today. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street Studios. A little squib kick here. Walton's going after it. I think they got it at the 35. Let's see what the Zebra Crew says. Yes, Walton Warriors with a semi-onside kick. It was way up in the air. Green touched it. Walton comes down with it.
Yeah, it was really interesting. They kicked it high enough to get over the first line and just shy of the second line. So it was a nice little position kick, and it worked out well for Walton. They will get the ball on their second possession in this first quarter at about the 36-yard line. Of Green.
Wow, what a play. I mean, that ball just seemed to hang in the air forever, and it was just going end over end, a tough ball to get your hands on. Green touched it, and then kudos to the Walton Warriors for falling on it. What a break. With 5:06 to go in the first quarter, Walton gets the ball right back. One wide receiver, that's Morgan Condon, split out to the left. They want to throw to him, it looks like. Dylan Jacob is backpedaling. He's on the JC logo at the 50-yard line. We got a flag on the play as Dylan Jacob tosses it away. And let's see who the call is on here, Tim.
So I'm going to guess the first one's a hold. Then I think there's going to be a pass that there was no receiver in the area, and it didn't get to the line of scrimmage. So I think we have 2 flags there.
Well, as they were chasing Dylan Jacob around midfield, saw one flag come out there. And I think that one might be going on Green, as they are definitely not pleased with the officials here. So we'll see what the call is.
But they're talking to the Green captain, so I'm thinking they're going to mark Walton back. But let's see.
So we'll see where the ball is spotted after this melee. The important thing to know is after Walton scored to take a 6-0 lead, they do a, I guess you could call it an onside kick of some kind. It was short. It bounced off a Green player. Yeah. Walton fell on it. So the Warriors have the ball back with 4:58 to go in the first quarter and a 6-0 lead.
That's an interesting call because they're the White Hat is actually talking with the Green coach on the field trying to explain the situation. Walton is backed up all the way past the 50-yard line thinking it's on them, so we'll see here in a second because the White Hat's coming back to make the call.
Yeah, the ball still has not been marched off. Finally, they are going to march it off. So they originally started at the 35-yard line, and they're going to march this one back to about midfield. Oh, then they got another. Okay, so it was 2 calls.
Yeah.
Going to move it all the way back to about the 47-yard line. Inside Walton territory.
Yep, they called an ineligible receiver downfield, and then they also called a hold. So it was a double whammy for the Walton Warriors.
Okay, so ball back at midfield, going to be 2nd down, and about 25 to go with 4:58 to go in this first quarter. Warriors looking to run the ball, and they will. They go to the outside, but they cough it up, and I think Green's going to fall on it here. Ball is still bouncing around. Trojans do fall on it. At the 43-yard line, handoff there was to Caleb Stanton, who you don't see cough it up very much. Trojans take advantage, and Green has the ball back, I believe. Yes, they do.
Stanton fumbled the ball at about the 50-yard line, and it ends up all the way over to the 40 where Green Kid picked it up and started to bring it back to the 45. So Green will have the ball now at their own 45-yard line going left to right.
So the game has kind of been a game of hot potato the last couple of minutes here. Green will get the ball back with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Section 4 Class B football semifinals. Walton leading Green 6-0, waiting for the snap. Here is Drew Erickson, wants to throw over the middle, a high lofting pass, and it's incomplete. Intended receiver who was drifting out to the left wing was Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy was running the kind of a slant pattern, and the young man from Green, Drew Erickson, threw it out to the outside. The receiver did try to make correction on the route, but ball fell incomplete, so second down and 10.
Nate Erickson is back in the game now for the Green Trojans. I only think he missed a couple of plays.
And I wanted to tell you, it's really neat because he's not the quarterback, but he's calling the signal.
Yes.
Watch.
So he basically steps in like he is going to start the play, calls the signals, and then kind of bounces off to the side, and the snap goes to his brother Drew. Pretty interesting. Drew's going to throw here on second down. He had a wide open receiver to Damian Hitt. But, boy, the pressure was coming from Walton, collapsing on him, and he overthrew it.
Yeah, Damian Hitt was wide open, as Nate said. I mean, there's nothing but green grass until he gets to the maroon of the Wildcats if he catches that ball. But the ball was just a little overthrown by the young man from Green. Third down and 10.
So a third down and long coming up. Some soccer updates, still 3-3 between Oneonta Boys and Shenango Valley in the Section 4 Class B final. That game's up in Oneonta today at the Hall of Fame Fields. Cherry Valley Springfield girls are trailing Marathon 2-0 in the Class D final today up in Oneonta. We'll have lots of soccer and field hockey updates for you throughout today's two football games we're doing. Here's Erickson, throws on third down. This time pass is complete at midfield. Morgan Condon with the tackle, and the catch was brought in by Josh Titus, but they're going to be short of the first down, so it's going to be fourth down at midfield, about three to go.
Yeah, nice. Just good little pass and catch right there. They're rolling the young man out to the right side, and they're just throwing little easy passes for him to complete, but he didn't get the receiver didn't get to the six, so it is fourth down and about a long three.
So what do you do here, Tim? Do you punt, or do you go for it?
Well, looks like they're lining up to punt, but I wouldn't be surprised. Well, now they've backed everybody out. It looks like they're kicking.
So Erickson, Nate, that is, looks like he will punt this one away, and he will. It's a good boot on it, but still, again, a lot of air underneath it, but it doesn't go a long way. Bounces out of bounds at about the 30, so Walton holds and will get back with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Walton 6, Green nothing.
Yeah, they're punting into the wind. I mean, it doesn't look like it's really blowing a lot, but he kicks it so high that it's knocking it down, and he's really not getting full foot into it, or at least he's not getting the yardage out of it that you normally see him get.
Yeah, Erickson with a big leg, very athletic. We know he can kick. Doesn't seem like a ton of wind here today, but might just be enough to make that ball flutter a little bit. Of course, Johnson City High School is up on the hill here above the Oakdale Mall. So we are up, and we have a great view of the valley here looking down at the city. So Walton will get the ball back with 3:50 to go, first quarter. And here is Dylan Jacob under center. We have a flag on the play. Assuming this one's going to be on the Warriors, Tim.
Yeah, false start against... Oh, no. No. Offsides against...
Wow.
Green.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So an offside call against the Green Trojans here.
Gives Walton another 3-5 yards, which we talked about earlier. You don't need to do that against the Walton Warriors. They usually get those 5 yards on their own.
Well, and we have always said it over the years that these big games, you have to be as clean as you can be. Penalties can come back to haunt you in these big championship-type games. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Walton with a 6-0 lead over Green in the Class D semifinals here in Section 4. They'll hand off to Skyler Peschout, runs to the outside, good for about two.
Yeah, Peschout looked like he was going to get to the six, but then somebody over on that left side of the defense laid an excellent tackle on him, kept him short of the first down. It is now second down and four. Ball is spotted at about the 40-and-a-half-yard line.
And so this will be the Walton Warriors with 3:20 to go in the first quarter, marching out of the huddle up to about the 41-yard line as they go right to left. They're in the black and orange today. Green is in the white, black, and green. Walton trying to maybe get Green to jump off. They won't do it. This time they'll hand it off, and this is going to be Brooker. He's across the 40, cutting back now into the 30. Actually, this is Lamoureux to the 20, 15, 10, 5. That's a Walton Warrior touchdown for senior Nick Lamoureux. runs from about the 45-yard line, so a 55-yard scamper here for Walton.
What a nice couple of cuts he made in. First one in the hole, and then the next one was out in space and absolutely made one of the defenders from Green just drop everything in his equipment bag on that play and raced into the end zone for 6 points.
Walton leads 12-0 with 2:57 to go in the first quarter. What a run there from Nick Lamoureux. The senior, 5'10", 175 pounds, one of his first carries of the day, and he certainly makes it worth it for a 55-yard touchdown scamper. And they had, again, three running backs in the backfield. Originally thought it was Brooker, but it was Lamoureux who broke through and then made a couple of tacklers look silly and put it in. Walton's going to go for two. They'll hand off to Peschout, and he's stopped. A nice tackle by Green as they tried to run it to the outside. That was Nate Hurlburt on the tackle. Two-point conversion is no good, but Walton leads 12-0 over Green with 2:57 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
After Walton scores, they will try the same exact onside kick, but this time Green is right there to cover the ball up, and they will start at their own 40-yard line going left to right. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Walton Warriors leading the Green Trojans 12-0 with 2:56 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, very important for Green on this drive to put some points on the board because you don't want to give them a three-score lead.
Yeah, Walton is off to a strong start here, and we just haven't seen a lot of Green with the ball in their hands. So let's see what they can make out of this drive. 2:56 to go, first quarter. Here is the snap to Drew Erickson. The eighth grade QB rolls out to his right, wants to throw with a lofting pass and falls incomplete and just nowhere to go. Good coverage there by Walton.
Yeah, real nice coverage and nice smart play by the young man. He just didn't want to lose what they already had, so he just threw the ball over his receiver's head just shy of the defender from Walton. Incomplete, second down and 10.
And you wonder how long Green will stick with this system. You know, a lot of times when we've seen Green have success, it's been kind of a wildcat look with Nate Erickson being able to throw or take off and run.
Well, he's your athlete. You got to get the ball in his hand some way, shape, or form. And if you have to move him into the quarterback spot, you got to do it.
Waiting for the snap here on second down and 10 to go. Drew Erickson is in at QB, wants to throw. He's got a receiver. It's complete at the 40 and then knocked out of bounds. A good catch there on the far side, I believe. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there. By Nate Berry. Yes, Berry got the catch.
Yeah, Berry. Erickson to Berry. Real good for about 15 yards on the play. Good for first down. And the Trojans are now into Walton territory at the 39-yard line.
Just got a text from some of the Delhi guys. They said, thanks for the entertainment on the way down. We're listening to you online. So shout out to the Delhi boys. Good luck today against Tioga. We'll see you guys at 3 o'clock. That's cool. Thanks for the shout out, guys. With 2:43 to go, first quarter. Walton leading 12-0, and we'll have a false start here against the Green Trojans.
False start against the Trojans, going to back them up 5 yards, first down and 15.
And so Green just struggling here on offense, and, you know, I credit it really to the Walton defense. Walton is just all over everybody so far here today, and Green really hasn't found a system that can work. Yeah, going to run the run or the pass.
And they're really not using Erickson, and they're not using Nate because he's there to block for his brother, really, is what he's been doing.
And here is Drew. Again, a lot of trouble coming his way. He does find Nate over the middle at the 40. Here we go to the 35. Tiptoes down the sideline, pushed out of bounds at the 30. I don't think he got the first down, but it's going to be very close.
Yeah, nice little play. Fake that play and threw it back to his brother on the other side. And gets about 6 yards on the play. We'll be second down and four.
That's what you need to do. We have seen in the past games where Nate Erickson could take over, running, throwing, whatever they needed him to do, and he's whittled them to some great victories. So they'll have to find a way to get the ball in his hands. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Walton leads Green 12-0. Waiting for the snap as Green goes left to right. They're in the Walton territory at the 35. Pass is overthrown. Erickson, Drew, was looking on the near side for Damian, hit off his fingertips and incomplete.
Yeah, too bad, because I'll tell you what, he had a little bit of room to run and not a lot of black and orange over on that side, so he might have even taken that into the house.
2:28 to go, first quarter. Been a pretty fast-moving first quarter. Last couple of minutes have slowed down a little bit here. After Walton spent a lot of time chewing up that clock on a couple of long drives where they were able to score. So here we go, a third down and about 5 to go. Drew is going to tuck it and run. Good for a first down. Shed the tackler and pushed out at the 25. So the 8th grader showing he can do it with his legs, too.
Yeah, and real smart, heady play right there by that young man, because as soon as he got to the 6, he got himself out of bounds, so he didn't take a big hit. Really smart play. 8th grader, folks. 8th grader.
Heck of a basketball player, too. You should get out and see him on the hardwood. I'll be interested to see if they maybe pull him up to varsity this year, if he's going to stay on the JV squad. He was on the JV squad as a 7th grader and was dynamite. 2:22 to go, first quarter. 12-0 lead still for Walton over Green. Green with a fresh set of downs. They're going to throw over the middle. It's intercepted here by Lamoureux at the 20. He's going to work his way back out to the 30, out to the 35 before he's tackled there. And he was just waiting, kind of spying on that one and picked it off.
Yeah, he was way crouched down, wasn't letting the young Erickson see him. And then just as he let the ball go, he stood up. And I know he wanted it back, but he couldn't. It was already picked off and headed back the other way.
So Green was putting together a promising drive there, and the Walton Warriors say no as they pick it off. With 2:12 to go in the first quarter and a 12-0 lead, they'll look to add to it here.
Yeah, they actually have been able to move the ball quite efficiently. They've actually shot themselves in the foot a couple of times with fumbles and stuff like that, but which is very unlike Green or Walton, excuse me. And they just move the ball at will.
So here are the Walton Warriors again: the orange helmets, the orange pants, and the black tops. Today, going right to left on their own 35-yard line. They're on the right hash at the moment with 2:12 to go, and we'll have a timeout taken by the Walton Warriors. We're going to step away, but we'll be right back. Again, our score: Section 4 Class D football semis late in the first quarter. Walton 12, Green nothing on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Tim, I know we said it earlier. Last year we're here, it's raining. The rain is just beating against the windows of the press box. Today, beautiful fall weather. What a difference.
Absolutely gorgeous here right now, and I'll tell you what, it's still a little chilly, but it's definitely not like it was last year.
No, last year was probably some of the worst weather I've ever seen high school football be played in. Out of the timeout, Walton is going to run here on a first down. They'll go to the outside. Let's see who the ball carrier was as he disappeared into a pile of white and green and nowhere to go. Maybe a gain of one on the play. That was Brooker.
Yeah, Brooker ran into a wall right there and brings up second down and 9.
So Walton now interested to see if they chew up some of this clock here in the first quarter. With a 12-0 lead, a great start. An onside kick was absolutely huge. Even though they didn't score in that position, I thought just playing the field position game, when they did get it back, they were in a good spot to take off, and that long touchdown run by Nick Lamoureux was a real beauty. Minute and a half to go, first quarter, 12-0 lead for Walton. They're going to look to throw here. Nate Berry got up in the quarterback space, but he gets it off in time. Finds Cody Ray, and he's going to take it to the house. 20, 10, 5, that's an orange crush touchdown.
Yeah, it's a really nice play right there. We're totally faked out the Green defense. He ran right past the linebackers and past the safety, and they didn't even look at him. And The quarterback hit him right in the hands, and he took it to the house, as Nate said, 6 points.
So about a 50-yard, 55-yard touchdown catch for Cody Ray. What a great play by Dylan Jacobs. The house was crashing in on him, and he just kind of lofted it up over the middle and said, big man, go get it.
Well, actually, the receiver that was out to the left side, I thought he was the one he was looking for, and I was like, no, that's too far. Then all of a sudden, I saw the tight end running scot-free by himself, so nice play.
So Walton takes an 18-0 lead here over Green with a minute 18 to go in the first quarter, so a great start here for the Orange Crush. And so they're going to go for two. And again, they'll have one wide receiver split out to the right side. And let's see, they haven't been successful on either of their two-point conversions so far today. Let's see what they have here. They're going to try to run it right up the middle, and this is going to be close. I believe pushing in for two is good with Caleb Stanton. So Walton takes a 20-0 lead, 1:18 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away. We'll be back on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:15 to go in the first quarter, and Walton tries another tricky onside kick here. And Tim, what do you see at the bottom of the pile here?
I think Walton came up with the ball, but I think it was out of bounds.
Going to be very close here. They're huddled all in front of the Walton bench at about the 35-yard line. And I think Green got onto, or like you said, it went out of bounds.
Yeah, the two officials on that side got together, conversed about it, and the ball was very close to the sideline. And I think before the Walton kid got possession of it, it actually was out of bounds. So Green does keep the ball. They will be first and 10 at about the 36-yard line.
What can Green do here to try to settle in? I know it's late here in the first quarter. They're down 20-0, but they need to find a way to move the ball.
Well, they're getting the ball in number five's hands right here.
So it looks like they have switched things up, and they will do a direct snap here to Nate Erickson to try to see what he can do. He'll find a receiver. That's Josh Titus up the 45 to the 50. Good for a first down and pushed out of bounds. And that's the recipe that we've seen Green have success with.
Yeah, it's hard to take him away from having the ball, but you got to get the ball in his hands some way, shape, or form. He's got to have the ball. He's a little bit more, well, he's stronger than the young Erickson, obviously, because he's older. But he also has the ability to make people miss and use that great running speed that he has.
Oneonta boys take a 4-3 lead over Shenango Valley with 4 minutes left in that contest. That's the boys' Class B soccer final today up in Oneonta. Green on a first down is going to throw over the middle. Trojans wanted maybe a little contact there for pass interference. They won't get it. So 1:03 to go as the pass ball is incomplete. It'll be a 2nd and 10, 20-0 lead for Walton.
Number 25, the corner, Lamoureux, was really, really feeling good today because I'll tell you what, he tried to undercut that play and missed, and there was nobody behind him. So if that's complete, that's 6 points for Green.
Yeah, Green has had opportunities today for sure. It's just ended up in losing the ball, a tip ball, interception, pass incomplete. So I shouldn't say that they haven't moved the ball. It just hasn't worked out for them. 2nd and 10 here for Nate Erickson. Rolls out to his left, throws, passes complete, and stepping out of bounds on that far side is Noah Kennedy.
That nice little play right there, just motion to the left side and a little out pattern by Kennedy, hits him right between the hash and the sideline, good to the 30.
And so Green moving the ball well here with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ball down to about the 30, 3-yard line. It looks like we'll have a timeout, so we'll step away with 55 seconds to go. Timeout taken by Green, with Walton leading 20-0. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
55 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's a 20-0 lead for Walton over Green in the Section 4. Class D boys football champion, or semifinals, I should say. Winners will go on to the championship. It'll be Delhi and Tioga later today. A little reverse here goes to Nate Anderson, but he has to run all the way back to the 50-yard line here to scoop up a small fumble, and then it's broken up as he tries to pass it down the field. Dylan Jacob was there. The intended receiver on the play was Noah Kennedy. Wow.
Green was doing a little razzle-dazzle on that play right there. They were doing a little bit of a flea flicker motion over to the left side, and then a reverse back, and then he dropped the ball and then made a man miss, and then just the ball fell incomplete, so second down and 10. But I do want to tell you, did you see who went out on that defensive timeout?
No, I did not.
Mr. Hoover.
Mm. Well, I know that he's still on the sidelines, not in head coach capacity, but certainly he's around and he's helping this team. Here on a second and 10, Nate Erickson has to run to the outside, and he's knocked out of bounds after maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, he just was trying to get any positive yards that he could on that play. But well defended by Walton. Gets 1 yard, as Nate said. We'll bring up third down and 9.
So an official timeout on the field here with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. And they are just going to give some extra time to Noah Aubin to come off the field here for the Walton Warriors. He was the one chasing Nate Erickson on that far side. And I think he just kind of fell awkwardly out of bounds, and maybe ankle or knee or something like that.
I think he just, when he missed, he wasn't prepared to land on the way he did, and he is limping quite a bit. He is their kicker, folks.
Yeah, so we'll hope that he's all right. Third and 8 here for the Green Trojans. Again, they are in Walton territory. A little pitch to the outside. Ball is loose. Walton's going to fall on it here. Let's see if the officials say it's a fumble. They do. Walton's going to get it back at their own 33-yard line after Nate Erickson couldn't hold on to that one.
What a nice little play design, too, because that was going to go for a long ways if he holds onto the ball, but he doesn't. The ball falls to the ground, and Walton Warriors are there to pick it up.
Wow, so again, we talked about it earlier. Every time it seems that Green is marching, they've gotten down to the 30 a couple of times here, an interception, a fumble, turnover on downs. I mean, it just hasn't been their day.
A couple short punts giving Walton really good field possession, and they really do have a good possession right here.
31 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's a 20-0 lead for Walton over Green. Section 4 Class D football semifinals live from Johnson City High School today. Waiting for the man in motion. Now Dylan Jacob is going to hand it off. They'll run it right up the gut in between the hashes across the 35 out to the 36. Lamoureux was the runner.
Right between the center and guard on the left-hand side, and he gets about 4 on the play. We'll bring up second down and 6.
And with 15 seconds to go, we'll see if Walton is able to get off one last play here or if they're just going to let the clock tick down. And it looks like this will do it for the first quarter with 5 seconds left. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Walton 20 and the Green Trojans nothing. We'll step away, start of the second quarter when we come back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is proudly celebrating 15 years in business.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. And now Superior can also replace your outdated tub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. I'd like to thank you for your business these past 15 years. We look forward to helping you with your home repair needs in the future.
Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on a beautiful day in Johnson City, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Walton with a 20-0 lead over Green. Not exactly what we expected in that first quarter, Tim.
No, Green's not taking care of the ball on offense, and they're giving Walton multiple possessions, and you cannot do that against the Warriors.
So Walton, as we switch ends of the field now, will be going left to right to start the second quarter. Dylan Jacob, the quarterback, wants to throw. Intercepted here by Green. And they'll look to take it off down to 40, to the 35, 30, 25, and before he's knocked out of bounds at about the 23, intercepted by Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy with a real nice defensive play right there. The quarterback did not see him. He came out of nowhere, undercut the throw, picked it off, and took it back to Walton territory. Ball will be spotted at about the 29-yard line of the Warriors.
Boy, this gives Green great field position. You punch one in here. There's a lot of game left.
Yep, it definitely is a lot of game left. And you know Windsor. Walton has missed two extra points, so it's huge. 4 points right there. So if Green can get the ball in the end zone on this drive and get the conversion, they'll be right in it.
So here's Erickson at QB, and now we're going to have a timeout taken by the Green Trojans. They want to talk things over and really try to value this possession. We'll step away early in the second quarter. It is Walton 20, Green nothing, but the Trojans are driving here on CDO. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Early start of the second quarter after an interception. The Green Trojans will take over. They look to throw to the outside. A receiver is open. It's complete and in for the touchdown. Onto the far side, a great pass from Erickson for Noah Kennedy for the TD.
What an absolute perfect pass that was, folks. I can't tell you how pretty of a play that was off to the left or the right side. And well-placed pass and catch. 6 points, Green.
Wow, what a throw and what a catch there for the Green Trojans. And so that interception by Walton giving it back to Green, and the Trojans are putting some points on the board so they take advantage. What a great throw, and there was coverage there,
oh,
too.
Yeah, I mean, he was tightly covered. The ball was right where it had to be. The only person that could catch the ball was the Green Trojan, and he did, and 6 points.
And so a nice catch on that far side by Noah Kennedy, hauling it in. Green's going to go for two. Dropping back, Erickson steps up into the pocket. Is he going to get there? Going to be very close, and they'll say no. Came up just inches short of going for two, and he was almost there. So 11:42 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-6 with Walton on top of Green, but the Trojans are back in this game on CDO. Stay tuned.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety. Your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream today is courtesy of SFCU. So after that Walton interception, Green scores pretty much on the next play to cut this to a 20-6 game. Walton is on top here of the Green Trojans. Erickson finding Noah Kennedy for that touchdown catch. And there's the old Green.
Muddle huddle.
The old Green fake kickoff. Why don't you explain that a little bit there, Tim?
Well, the kicker actually has his back to everybody. All the other Green players are facing the opponent, and they just come out of it, and they look like they're going to go across the line, and they don't.
So it's something we've seen Green do a lot of the last couple of years. They're going to try an onside kick. Walton's just going to let it roll out of bounds, so there brings up the flag, and Walton will pick it up at about the 41-yard line here.
Yeah, they tried to get the onside kick thing going on and just hoping that somebody would fall on it for Green, but the ball did go a little bit too hard, and it is spotted at about, as Nate said, the 41.
And so, again, our score, Walton 20, Green 6. The second game today will be Delhi and Tioga. And the winners of each of these games will move on to the Section 4 Class D Boys Football Championship game, which will be next Friday night here back at Johnson City High School. So we'll be here regardless of who makes that game. So Walton, again, in the black tops, the orange pants, and the orange helmets at the 45-yard line here going left to right. And the sticks hadn't moved yet here, Tim.
Yeah, I believe because the ball didn't go past the 10 yards that they actually take the ball 5 yards from where it ended up, so the ball is actually on the 46.
So here is Walton. Let's see if they stick with the ground and pound this time. They run to the outside. Good for about 2 yards. That was Lamoureux brought down there on the play by Green's Quentin Fazzino.
Fazzino with a real nice tackle right there, or Lamoureux was still running in the backfield. Good for a 3-yard gain, second down and 7.
We've heard a lot of cheers coming out of the stands today saying, run the ball, run the ball. I think the Orange Crush fans want to see them do what they're known for.
Adam's a little bit different than Dad. He does like to put the ball in the air a little bit more than Dad did, and the Orange fans are pro-gen.
Walton runs it up the middle here between the hashes, and coming off the bottom of the pile here, let's see who the runner was. Again, you never know who's going to get that ball for the Walton Warriors. I believe off the bottom of the pile was Pesh out there. Yes, it was.
Yeah, Pesh out picks up about 2. We'll bring up 3rd down and 3.
So clock moving now. 10:40 to go, second quarter. Walton 20 and Green 6. And, you know, I think sometimes you get that lead, you want to just stick with what's working. Run that ball. Run that clock. So we'll see what the Walton decides to do. Again, they'll run it up the middle here on a 3rd down. Going to be close to a 1st down, I think about a yard short.
Mm-hmm.
Again, here for Caleb Stanton this time.
Yeah, 4th and a long 1 for the Walton Warriors. The ball is spotted just shy of the 45-yard line of the Green Trojans. We'll see if Walton, with this lead, is going to try for it. I'm sure they will with that offensive line that they have. I think I would just let Mr. Jacobs just take a quarterback sneak and get the 1st down.
They're in Green territory. Ball at the 45. They need a yard here to pick up the 1st down. Let's see what they decide to do. Jacob is barking out the signals. They're going to go to Caleb Stanton, their biggest running back. Boy, that's going to be really close. Green is saying that they held them off. And let's see.
I'll tell you, by the mark on that far side, Green sideline is really yes. And the referee says Green ball. So they stop him on down.
So Green holds strong there on the line. Walton put their biggest running back, Caleb Stanton, to work. And Green said no. So the Trojans are going to pick it up going right to left with 9:49 to go in the second quarter. It's Walton 20 and Green 6. Trojans get the ball back here.
Yeah, real nice tag team tackle right there. They couldn't get any numbers or anything on it, but one hit him low, one hit him high, and dropped.
And so here is Nate Erickson. Since they have put him in at QB, the offenses look different. Erickson rolls to his right, wants to throw. He's got a receiver. It's complete. Down to the 25, rolling to the 20, and another long pass play here for the Green Trojans. And I believe receiving that ball on the far side was Noah Kennedy once again.
Yeah, the same connection, different, little bit of a different pattern on that play where he ran to the corner of the end zone the last time. This time he just ran a fly route up the right side and passed perfectly thrown. Nice catch. 1st down inside Walton territory at about the 24.
9:30 to go. Clock is moving to go in the second quarter. It's Walton 20, Green 6, and Erickson is just carving them up here at the moment. Waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Erickson wants to take off and run, but he's brought down. And a nice play there by Jordan Blinko in the backfield for Walton.
Yeah, Jordan Blinko didn't make the tackle, but he did slow down Erickson toes. Where your friends got there to help out, and they did tackle him for a loss of about two. We'll bring up 12 down, or second down and 12.
So Green is marching. We're under 9 minutes to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Those final soccer scores from up in Oneonta. The Oneonta boys score a goal with 4 minutes left to beat Shenango Valley 4-3. So they are the Section 4 Class B boys champions. Marathon girls defeat Cherry Valley Springfield 3-0 to win the Section 4 Class D title. Green takes a timeout. We'll step away as well. It is Walton 20 and Green 8 with 8:44 to go in the second quarter. 20-8 is the score. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, our score is 20-8. I don't think they put the two up there for a couple of minutes, so if I said 20-6 and confused you, my apologies. It is 20-8 with 8:39 to go in the second. Actually, no, it's back to 20. They didn't get the two-point conversion.
Yeah, they came up short on that, so I think the scoreboard operator wants to give it to them.
Us radio guys, you, whatever you put on the board, we're going to say. So it is 20-6. My apologies. I looked up there during the break, and I said,
it changed.
It changed. It said 8. So
it went to the instant replay.
Yeah. My apologies, folks. No confusion at home. It is 20-6. Erickson was short on that two-point conversion. So it is 20-6 with 8:10 to go in the second quarter. Out of the timeout, this is going to be a third down and about seven to go. Erickson wants to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver. It's complete. Good for a first down inside the five. It's going to be first and goal coming up here. And guess who, once again, that was Noah Kennedy. Great chemistry between Erickson and Kennedy.
Yeah, double coverage on that play. Just an absolutely fantastic pattern by Kennedy and a great throw by Erickson. Good for first down yardage. Ball spotted just inside the 10-yard line, or excuse me, inside the 5-yard line at the four.
These two seniors, Kennedy and Erickson, won't be denied. Green, you punch one in, you're right back in this ballgame here. Lots of time left with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Erickson in the shotgun. Waits, wants to take it himself, cuts back, and he's right to the goal line. He's in. Zebra Crew puts both hands up, and with 7:34 to go in the second quarter, it's 20-12.
And they sort of play, faked handoff and kind of an RPO. And ran right off the tackle and guard gap and then made a nice cut in the hole and fell into the end zone. 6 points Green.
Boy, what a difference since moving Nate Erickson to quarterback.
Same thing in the Sydney game. They did the same thing. They started off with Drew at quarterback and then was having some trouble getting the fluidity of the offense to go. And they put number five back there, and all of a sudden, here we go.
So Green now is going to go for two. It's Walton 20. And Green 12 with 7:34 to go in the second quarter. Here's the snap. Erickson wants to take it again. Cuts back. Still lunging forward. Did he get in? Yes, he did. So Erickson muscles his way in for two. And it's 20-12. We got a whole new ball game here, folks. Or 20-14, excuse me, with 7:34 to go in the second quarter. Walton was up 20-0. Now it's 20-14. We'll take a break. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:34 to go in the second quarter, live from Johnson City High School on a perfect fall day, early November day. Green Trojans are right back in this ball game, Tim. They trailed Walton 20-0. It's 20-14 in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, 20-14. It was all about the Warriors in the first quarter. So far, it's all been all about the Trojans. And here's Green in the muddle huddle again, as we said before, getting ready to kick off.
So again, if you're wondering what this looks like at home, they're in a huddle. They run out. They look like they're going to kick it. They run up to the line. Sometimes they do kick it. Sometimes they don't. Walton has to be ready for it no matter what. They fake it again, and now they line up for a regular kick. It's an interesting strategy.
It is, because they show it to you, and you've got to be ready for either whichever's coming. So it is an interesting strategy.
Nate Erickson with a booming kick. It rolls out of bounds at about the 15-yard line, so that's where the Walton Warriors will take over going left to right. And how will the Warriors answer here, Tim?
I think they're going to get a heavy dose of the running game still. I mean, they want the ball in those running backs' hands, and Jacobs does a really nice job running the show for the Walton Warriors. And, you know, they might throw a little pop pass over the linebacker's head to the tight end that's worked before, but I'm pretty sure you're going to see a lot of ground and pound.
If you're the Walton Warriors, if you could chew this clock, 7.5 to go, if you could go down, punch one in late, you still could have a 2-touchdown lead at the half and say, okay, we stumbled, but we're ahead.
Opening kickoff, I forgot. Who got the ball?
Opening kickoff was Green Trojans.
Okay, I believe they got the ball, so Walton could run the clock out and still get the ball in the second half.
So Walton will look to hand it off up the middle, a dive forward across the 40 out to the 39 for Caleb Stanton.
But also, put points on the board in this on this drive.
Right.
Get the ball back and then do it again. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Warriors do. But on first down, they get a really good chunk of yards right there. Looks like a long five, so we'll call it second down and five.
Speaking of the Warriors, we have Sydney Warriors head coach Jeff Matthews standing outside the booth here. Came down to watch the old Class D games today.
All these coaches are friends, you know, they just like to support each other.
Here is the handoff, and this is Lamoureux. Rolls over a defender, good for a first down. He's across the JC logo at midfield and into Green territory. A smash-mouth run out to about the 48-yard line.
Trap blocks on the left-hand side by the offensive line, and the counterplay from Walton, always a staple. And it's a huge first down run, gets him a first down. The ball is now spotted at about the 46-yard line of Green.
So Walton with that stable of running backs, again, four or five guys who can consistently run the ball. Let's see what they decide to do here. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. They'll look to hand it off again, and they do. A run is good for another first down across the 40 out to the 35 for Caleb Stanton.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, you're the coach. Why would you do anything?
I mean, you got Brooker, you got Heschout, you got Stanton, you got Lamoureux. I mean, you name it. Plus, your quarterback can run.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you don't do it.
Yeah.
Almost all the time.
I mean, you throw the pass just to say, hey, we can do it. I don't think you just try to make. I don't think you try to do 50-50. It's got to be 85-50.
So here is Walton. 6 minutes to go. Ball is at the Green 35-yard line. The Orange Crush lead 20-14 here in the Class D semifinals in Section 4. Flag on the play. Let's see who it's against.
Hard count gets the Trojans to jump offside, so you're giving the Warriors another 3-5 yards, first down and five.
Should be some great photos today as well. We have Ricky McPherson is here. He does a great job taking local photos. I know Ben Patton is here, so I'm sure the reporter is going to have a great spread this week. They always, all those guys do a great job.
Yeah, fantastic job.
You know, especially on a crisp, sunshiny day like this, I think those are going to be great photos.
And people that have kids in sports, if you don't know Ricky McPherson and you want some awesome, awesome action shots of your kids, that is the number.
Yeah, for sure. They'll hand off to Caleb Stanton here. He'll hit the pile hard. Good for about two. And I think Walton is just running some clock here. Again, I think they want to put points on the board, but right now they want to keep the ball out of the Trojans' hands.
Yeah, they've seen what the Trojans can do with Erickson running the show. I mean, the Erickson-Kennedy connection has been absolutely phenomenal here in the second quarter. So I like what Walton's doing, letting the play clock get down to inside 10 seconds before they even break the huddle. Nice little play.
At 1:30, the Unitego girls soccer team will be playing for the Section 4 Class C title. That game's in Norwich today, so we'll be keeping an eye on that as well, as Walton again runs in between the hashes with Lamoureux across the 25 down to the 23. So the Orange Crush still moving the ball here.
Take the sweep to the right side, give Lamoureux the ball. He takes it up between the center and the guard on the right side. Good for first down yardage. The ball now will be spotted. First and 10 at about the 24.
So Walton just trying their best to choose some clock here. Dylan Jacob gets the play from the sideline as Walton leads 20-14. They led 20-0, but some turnovers has given Green new life here at Johnson City High School in the Section 4 Class D semis. Man in motion. They'll look to pitch to him. No, Dylan Jacob on a QB keeper to the outside. Green reads it well. Hurlbert is there on the tackle, and maybe a gain of one on that sweep to the left.
Yeah, sweep fake to the left-hand side and turns into a quarterback keeper. He does get about 1 yard, so it'll be up second down and nine.
And so 4 minutes to go. Clock still running. Make sure you stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We will break down this first half here. It's been very entertaining so far. We'll try to keep you up to date on some of the other soccer scores that are going on today. Field hockey sectional finals are as well today. Afton Harpersville will be playing later tonight, as well as Green, in terms of the local teams that are still in it that we cover here on CDL. They're going to hand off to Caleb Stanton. The ball might be on the turf here as Stanton got across the 20. They're deep in Green territory, and boy, it's a dog pile there. Let's see where the pigskin is.
You want to know what's going on at the bottom of that pile? No, you don't.
No, you don't. Nasty. Especially if you're a Walton fan, because Green just got it back again.
Wow.
Wow. Another turnover here as Caleb Stanton couldn't quite hold on to it, and boy, there was some wrestling and scrambling. Trojans come up with it with 3:23 to go, second quarter.
Let's call this the story of two quarters.
It really is.
I mean, obvious, you know, Green had trouble hanging on the ball in the first quarter. Now Walton has trouble hanging on the ball in the second. Absolutely amazing. And Green is moving the ball offensively, folks. They got a long field ahead of them. Ball is spotted at about the 20-yard line of the Green Trojans, first and 10.
You can't really blame it on conditions today. I mean, a little windy, yes, but no rain, no, you know, night games where we see the dew and the ball getting slippery. I mean, a pretty picture-perfect day, maybe a little chilly.
I'm going to give you the answer.
All right.
Hard, hard hitting.
Yeah, very true. Sometimes that's all it takes. Erickson loses the ball here, and the Walton Warriors are there to fall on him, led by Peshout as well as Cody Ray.
Yeah, a little delayed draw play for Erickson. He dropped the ball, and that absolutely slowed it up. The Walton Warriors sack him for about a 3-yard loss, second down and 13.
So both teams have had trouble hanging on to the ball today. A couple of interceptions on each side. And so both teams, again, we said it earlier, a little game of hot potato. 2:50 to go, second quarter. It is Walton leading 20-14, Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Green throws out. They go to Josh Titus on the right side, and he is brought down. A good tackle here in open space by the Walton Warriors. That was Brooker on the tackle.
Brooker with a real nice open field tackle. As Nate did say, he did get some positive yards. I think it'll bring it to about the make this third and 10. But the referees are looking like we got a penalty.
So let's see who this one is on. It's going to go against the Warriors, it looks like.
Ooh.
Wow.
Rough in the passer. Rough in the passer against the Walton Warriors. That's going to be a big penalty right there.
Both of us missed it as we were watching the play on the edge of the field.
Well, the throw was so quick. He got it out to the outside so fast that our attention went right to the receiver and didn't see what happened in the backfield. Well, apparently Mr. Erickson took a shot.
So this will be a nice move up the field here for Green. They were in behind their own 20, and now they're all the way out to the 33-yard line. Here is Erickson on a first and 10 with 2:20 to go. Throws, it's intercepted. And this is Lamoureux again. He might take this one to the house, to the 10, to the 5. He's in for an Orange Crush touchdown. Wow, what a play.
Next for number 25, and I'm going to tell you what. Nice interception, but I'm going to give that interception to the defensive line. They absolutely hit Nate Erickson as he was just getting ready to unload, made the ball flutter up in the air. Lamoureux was there, 6 points.
Yeah, Erickson was stepping up. The pressure was there. They hit him just as he threw that was kind of a fluttering pass up in the air, and Lamoureux comes down with his second interception of the day, takes this one to the house.
Real nice play, and what a way to turn the tide right there. You know, you just lost the ball on a drive that you were trying to end and get points on, and take it right back and score on the turnover.
So the defense comes up big here for the Walton Warriors with 2:11 to go in the second quarter. 26-14. And looks like they will go for two here. Yeah, things had not been going Walton's way.
Nope.
And that just changed in a big way right there.
Yeah, they get this 2 points. It'll be a two 14-point game, so good call here.
Here is Dylan Jacob under center as they go for two. They'll pitch it to the outside. They're trying to run to the edge here with Brooker, and he will come up short. Green has been so stingy in the defense on these two-point conversions. We'll take a break, but go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, they've been faking that sweep play. You knew it was going to be coming up at some point in time. You didn't expect to see it on that two-point conversion because you've been running the ball so well up in the middle. Why wouldn't you stick with it? But inexperience, maybe.
2:11 to go, second quarter. It's 26-14. Walton on top of Green. We'll be back on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Noah Aubin does kick off here for Walton. He's still limping, but he gets the job done there. Green is able to field that one safely, and they will take over at their own 36-yard line going right to left. 2:09 to go, second quarter. Walton leads Green 26-14.
The last two times Aubin has kicked off, Green has actually called for a fair catch on the kickoff, and the kicker or the receiver, all he has to do is make sure he catches the ball. He's not going anywhere, and he knows he's not going to get hit. So, nice play by Green.
Yeah, it's a smart play. After the pick six interception, Green will get it back. Nick Lamoureux took that one to the house. Erickson, again, with a lot of pressure coming his way, has nowhere to go. Blinko is off the bottom of the pile. His helmet came flying off. He still made the play.
Yeah, number six running, number 33 came out like was shot out of a gun from his linebacker spot. Got into right into the face of Erickson, and Erickson sidestepped him, but the big number 61 brought him to the ground.
Really had nowhere to go. And with a minute 45 to go before the halftime break, it's 26-14. The Walton Warriors leading the Green Trojans.
That was number 51, not 61. Yes. I made a mistake there, 51.
Blinko with the tackle there on a nice play. And, boy, Walton finding different ways to get it done here today. Warriors setting up on defense here, and looks like we'll have a timeout taken, I believe.
Oh, delay a game.
No, delay a game on Green. Yeah, wow, okay. The way Walton was scrambling there,
that looked different.
It looked like, you know, Green had maybe changed personnel at the line. Walton was really scrambling, but it was a delay a game against the Trojans.
Yeah, you get that 25-second clock. It definitely, if you're not getting back in the huddle right on time and stuff, it does definitely make it a lot quicker than that 40.
Minute 5 to go in the second quarter. It's 26-14. Walton on top of Green. Halftime is approaching. Down to a minute to go. Erickson's going to take off and run. Gets into the second level across the 30 to the 31. And Walton is able to bring him down.
He's still short of the yardstick, so he's going to be third and a long 13. Or fourth down, excuse me.
Clock is running. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Green taking their time here. They don't appear to be in any rush. Play clock is at 20. Game clock is at 30 seconds to go.
I think the yardage guy or the down marker guy is confused. It's actually third down, folks. Third and 14.
So it's a third down. Green is going to get one last play here, and it's going to be a tuck and run for Nate Erickson. Erickson gets across the 45 to the 50, still on his feet, 45-40, loses the ball. It rolls out of bounds with 9 seconds left, but still a big pickup there for the Trojan.
Yeah, big pickup. He's not going to have to turn the ball back over to Walton, and number 56 is having trouble getting off the field for Walton Warriors right now. Limping pretty hard.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of guys go out with some tough injuries here today. I don't think we've seen anything real serious so far, but just a lot of bumps and bruises for each side. So the clock is moving again, And it's going to have to be a timeout taken with 4 seconds left by the Green Trojans. So they'll chew up that last timeout.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this is going to be an interesting play right here, because I'll tell you what, they are getting so much pressure in his face. You had the pick six because of it. They're starting to, as soon as Green empties the backfield, they send two linebackers plus the whole offense or defensive line, and Green has nothing to do there. If they don't, then we might see the Kennedy and Erickson connection down the sideline. One last play, Hail Mary. Let's go shade the city.
Yeah, very true.
A little hook and ladder.
A little hook and ladder. I'm not sure if Green is prepared for that or not, to run that. Certainly we weren't expecting that play from Sydney a couple of years ago.
No, we weren't.
But you never know. Coach Gorton always has something up his sleeve.
Yeah, he ran the little flea flicker reverse thing there in the first quarter.
So Green coming out of the timeout here with 4 seconds left. They trail Walton 26-14. It's almost halftime here on a beautiful day at Johnson City High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Is Coach Gorton now having a word with the head official?
Yeah, I'm thinking they're talking about the play clock, because I think he thinks that they're starting that clock a little bit too soon, or it's not the right one, because there's a 25 and there's a 40, and I think he's just trying to get a clarification on that.
Well, it's interesting, because it buys his team a couple extra seconds here to put things together.
Okay, and White Hat just signals that Green has no timeouts left. Walton is still left with one. Obviously, they probably won't need it, because this is probably going to be the last play of the first half.
Yeah, this will probably do it. Interested to see, as the fans are hollering out right now, the same thing. Bring the pressure. Can Walton break through like they have been? But if you break through and Erickson gets that ball off and finds somebody like Noah Kennedy, he could be all alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a split-second decision here. 4.8 seconds to go, second quarter.
I think with a 12-point lead, you just keep everybody deep and try to knock the ball down.
Here we go. Erickson's in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Somebody jumped. I believe it was from Walton.
Yeah, somebody was in the backfield real quick there. So Green will get 5 more yards closer to the end zone. Ball will be spotted at about the 33-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
So you can see Walton excited to jump here, and they want to bring that pressure. They got some of their big boys right on the front line. In coverage, you do have Brooker and Dylan Jacob.
And Lamoureux.
And you have Dylan Jacob covering on Kennedy here. So that should be a great matchup. They're going to go for him. They throw it over the middle. Dylan Jacob with the INT. Falls incomplete. That's going to do it. He was there to make the play. Boy, it was a big collision down at the line.
Oh, no. They're both down.
Yeah, both players are slow to get up.
And Jacob is, like, holding his knee.
Yeah, Dylan Jacob is rolling around in the end zone here. We'll hope that he's okay. It was a big collision with Barry. So that's going to bring up our halftime score of 26-14. And the Walton fans have gone silent here on the sideline, as we'll hope that Dylan Jacob is okay. Let's keep it right here for a minute to see if he jumps back up or not. Again, our halftime score, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Walton leading 26-14 at the halftime break. And Dylan Jacob still down in the end zone here. So
they both went for the ball, and they had quite a collision right at the goal line, and I thought Jacob was going to intercept it, which would have been, you know, no big deal, but he lost the ball, and I think it was probably because of the contact, and I think it was in the knees. I think they both banged legs together. Barry is a big kid.
Yes.
And it's a lot of weight hitting you.
So he is out talking with the training staff now. He's laying down in the end zone, has his helmet off. We'll update you. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll give you an update here on Dylan Jacob with the halftime report coming up, our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. Okay, he's on his feet now. Yeah. Walton fans clapping here. He's going off.
Awesome. Great to see.
Probably just got a stinger, something like that, in that big collision with Nate Barry, and appears to be okay. So that is great to see. I think everybody in Walton just went.
Yeah, you could definitely hear a big exhale right there, because I'll tell you what, you lose your quarterback leader, sometimes that delays your offense.
Halftime score, Walton 26, Green 14. We'll be back in a few on WCDO.
This year, switch to Maravito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Maravito.
with our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability, and